this afternoon's protest in Weymouth, 7:51. What's your view on homeopathy? A group of sceptics are so convinced that it doesn't work, they're planning to overdose on the remedies outside branches of Boots today because they're convinced it won't do them any harm. They're protesting against the fact that the chemist makes a profit from selling what sceptics say are essentially sugar pills. Mary English is a homeopath who practices in Bath. Hello, Mary.
Good morning.
And David Cahoon's a professor of pharmacology at the University College in London. Hello to you, Professor.
Hello there.
Mary, first of all, what do you make about these claims that they can overdose on these remedies because they just don't do anything?
The remedies aren't the same as drugs, I'm afraid, and they are safe and gentle. And so if you ate a whole bottle of them, it wouldn't make a difference because it's the dose that you have, not the quantity of the tablets.
Explain that to me then. When you say it's the dose...
It's the frequency of dose. So you either have one tablet and then you have another tablet a few hours later or over so many days later because it's vibrational medicine.
What's vibrational medicine?
You take a remedy and it works with your body's systems as opposed to against it because a drug will slow something down or speed something up. A homeopathic remedy works with your body rather than against it.
But even the head of Boots had to admit to MPs recently that he had no proof that this stuff works.
There is proof. There's lots of research. There's lots of evidence. If people don't want to pay any attention to that evidence, that's entirely up to them. But it is there. It does exist.
Paul Bennett, Professional Standards Director for Boots, told the Committee of MPs there's no medical evidence that homeopathic pills and potions work.
But there is medical evidence and there's scientific trials that have been done with homeopathic remedies. And if you've ever spoken to somebody that's taken a homeopathic remedy and it's worked, they'll tell you it did the job.
David Cahoon's Professor of Pharmacology at University College London, what's your take on homeopathy?
Well, of course, there's no empirical evidence that it works, really, if you look at the good trials. I'm afraid Mary English is simply misrepresenting the evidence. The professional standards manager of Boots, as you just pointed out, himself doesn't claim that they work, so you may well ask why Boots is taking it.
But David, if somebody goes into Boots and they buy themselves a homeopathic remedy, and then regardless of the medical properties, if it then makes them feel better, then surely that's all right, isn't it?
If you think it's not honest to say that they have a therapeutic effect, in my view. I'm sure Mary English is quite sincere in saying that, but it's the Boots certainly aren't sincere because they themselves have just admitted that they don't work. So,
but they're not selling them they're not selling them under a banner that says cure all, are they? They're selling them as homeopathic remedies.
I've been into about half a dozen Boots, a bit more, and asked for advice for a kid with diarrhea for 3 days and asked for a natural remedy. I've been recommended these pills, which contain nothing whatsoever. This is the main point. Mm. These pills are empty. They contain nothing whatsoever. That's why they
don't
work.
Mary, we spoke to a psychologist earlier who said that the worst examples of this is people who take homeopathic remedies for, say, malaria instead of proper malaria tablets when they go abroad, and that can actually kill. Now, you wouldn't condone that, would you?
I have had a nephew that's had malaria, and I didn't treat him. I don't treat my family, and I don't treat people with malaria because I don't live in a foreign country, and I don't travel to those places. But I bought a homeopathic remedy when my son was 18 months, and he had an attack of croup in the early hours of the morning, and I gave him one of these tablets from this bottle that I'd bought, and I didn't know anything about homeopathy at the time, just like you, I'd bought something off the shelf, and bing, it worked, and I thought, oh, wow, that's very interesting, I better find out some more information.
But Mary, I think it was Jasper Carrot that first commented on this, saying that if someone collapses in the street, you're not going to hear someone saying, make way, I'm a herbalist, are you?
No, if I collapsed in the street, I'm sure I'd want an ambulance to come and get me. There's levels of different things here. But I don't know, you've never obviously had a child with croup, and there is no medical drug that will cure it. But this particular homeopathic remedy that I used did cure it, and his breathing started to slow down and he got better. And that's when I thought, oh, this is interesting. I better find out some more information.
OK, thank you both for talking to us. Mary English, who's a homeopath who practices in Bath, and David Cahoon, Professor of Pharmacology at University College London. Luke Harvey.